union representing transportation workers at St. John's International Airport is speaking out about recent cuts to firefighting capabilities at the airport following an incident over the weekend. The airport has decided to reduce the number of on-site firefighters to 2, citing the reduction in traffic due to travel restrictions imposed as the result of the pandemic. That's a major problem, according to the Atlantic Regional Vice President of the Union of Canadian Transportation Employees, Chris Bussey. He speaks with VOCM's Linda Swain.
What's the situation there?
Yeah, so basically, due to an interpretation of the regulations, I believe misinterpretation, they feel they can cut the category. And it's category for aircraft rescue response. What it means is they're going to go to 2 people on shift. That means they park an apparatus that carries a large quantity of foam that's necessary in the case of an aircraft crash. And there's other duties they won't be able to do, such as respond to medical calls as first responders, providing basic life support, oxygen defibrillation while waiting for an ambulance. And, we feel also that the airport authority are outside the regulations in what they're doing here. And we think it's ill-sighted. It is around COVID. I understand the airports are hurting, but we can't jeopardize life safety because of the global pandemic. It's about keeping people safe through the pandemic from the virus, but also from the other threats that we have.
So what options are available here? They've cut 2 positions. Will those people be called back if traffic happens to, come back up?
They haven't given us any indication on what they do. Right now, they're doing a similar thing, I guess, as we've seen with the city of St. John's, is that they're when they're down to a minimum, what they call a minimum, when they're down to 2 on a shift, if there's a sick call or something and it brings it down to 2, they won't replace the overtime. They'll park in 2 apparatus. Actually, there's a rescue truck and there's a medium foam vehicle crash truck that will be parked. And they'll just respond to aircraft calls within the fence line, and they'll do a response on structural calls, but just to the outside of the building. So it's very limited. The medical calls, that department responds to about 250 calls a year, and 60% of those are medical calls. And we know that any delay in receiving defibrillation or CPR in a person who's in cardiac arrest reduces their chance of survival. And that EMS system is critical, and part of that system are first responders with fire departments, including the airport.
Have you spoken to the airport authority about this, and what happens next?
We have spoken to the airport authority, and we raised our concerns. We also spoke to the regulator, Transport Canada, around how the airport is interpreting the regulations and how they're applying them. We feel they're outside the regulatory standard. And we wanted to let the public know, because this has a double punch, I guess, because we know that the response capability for the city of St. John's is fire department is being reduced by 1 truck. We have a mutual aid agreement with the city of St. John's, so they respond to the airport and the airport responds to them. So it has a bigger impact that there's more reliance on that mutual aid agreement from the city now in case of an aircraft accident or incident. But there's also less ability to reciprocate that mutual aid agreement back to the city should they involve a fire that would benefit from a crash truck, such as a large fuel tank. We've seen a couple of times we had our trucks out aiding in those large fires with the city. So it does produce, a double whammy to what the citizens can expect from emergency response with these cuts at the airport and in the city.
Chris Bussey, thank you.
Thank you.